Some Californians are looking for ways to save water. More than half the tap water used by the average Southern California home flows to gardens and lawns. But homeowners in this sunny patch of the country often overwater. A new smart sprinkler system could reduce the waste. Rachel Miro reports from member station KPCC in Los Angeles.
Ah, another lovely day in LA. Well, it's kind of overcast. Might even rain. What's this? My next-door neighbor is watering her lawn. Overwatering it, actually. I couldn't tell you how many minutes the water's been running, but it's running down the street now. So I decide to follow the flow down to Pico Boulevard, where the water makes a left turn and runs a few feet down into a storm drain. This is the kind of thing that drives water officials crazy. Not only because of the waste, but also because of the pesticides and other pollutants that flow from city streets to the sea. Tom Ash is a horticulturalist with the Irvine Ranch Water District. Irvine, an hour's drive south of LA, is on the front lines of water conservation in California.
The landscape experts think that we could save anywhere from 25 to 50% of our landscape water if we watered according to what the plants actually needed.
You can kill plants and trees by overwatering, but most folks see a yellow spot as a signal to water even more. Studies show the worst waste comes from automatic irrigation systems found in roughly two-thirds of Southern California homes. You can mitigate the waste with sensors that gauge soil conditions, rain, wind, or humidity, but the folks at the Irvine Water District are putting their money behind a gizmo that's got it all.
And here's the little gem right here.
The agency's Nick Mervis has been installing so-called smart sprinkler controllers for the last 2 years at test sites across Irvine. The hardest part, Mervis says, is programming the controller. The DVD-sized box wants the lowdown on every single sprinkler head, or station, as he likes to say. What kind of irrigation system are you using? Does this part of the yard sit in the sun, the shade, or both? What kind of plants? Soil? Slope? All these details help the controller devise a staggeringly sophisticated strategy for watering your lawn.
For example, this controller now for station number one is scheduled to water 1.6 minutes five times on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. And it allows it to soak in for 30 minutes before each of those five times.
Depending on the brand, some boxes also communicate with a satellite orbiting the Earth, transmitting weather data, providing yet one more tool for the controller to gauge the yard's evapotranspiration rate. That's moisture loss to you and me. On hot days, the sprinklers would run more often. On cloudy days, they might not run at all. Initial smart sprinkler trials in Southern California using weather satellites found average savings of 40 gallons a day per home, which can be as much as half of what a home uses.
As far as I can tell, it is idiot-proof.
Dana Haas researches water use efficiency for the Pacific Institute, a think tank in Oakland. She says recent developments, namely population growth and the massive reduction in California's water allotment from the Colorado River, mean conservation has got to become a way of life for all the state's residents.
We tend to push the panic button in times of drought, and we actually see people cutting their water use by 25%. So that conservation potential is there. But I think the message that it has to be part of our culture isn't being pushed enough. And only now we kind of see a shift in looking at managing the demand side of the equation and not just looking for more supply.
So what does this thing cost? $100 to $400, depending on how fancy you want to get. The bigger your lawn, the better the savings. The Metropolitan Water District, which imports and sells water to 26 agencies in Southern California, is planning to offer a $65 rebate by the end of the year. And the hope is increased demand will create economies of scale that allow producers to lower their prices. Whether it's the smaller water bills or greener lawns that motivate gardeners to conserve, water officials can't wait to stem the needless flow of water from sprinklers to city storm drains to the Pacific Ocean. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Los Angeles.